We're in Simen Reish Ches. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Siv Gimel. Kishenostin kemach l'toch shkedim she'osim l'chola. Apparently, what they used to do is they would make some dish of almonds with flour for people who weren't well. So it depends why they're putting the flour in there. Im osim kedem kain kedei sheyisod halev. If what they want is for him to have the medicinal qualities of the almonds, together with enough flour that's going to fill him, in order that he gets some substance, mevarach bare min mezonos. Then he would make a mezonos, because we saw before that mezonos is always the ikar, and therefore the flour whose bracha is mezonos would become the ikar. V'yim ledabek bi'alma, whereas all they're trying to do is make this dish in a way that the ground almond will stick to the pieces will stick to one another. So then we say that the flour is only serving it; it becomes tuffel. It itself loses its bracha. So the bracha on the whole thing would not be bar minim azonis. Einam avarach bar minim azonis. So then he would not make a bar minim azonis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'tov la'achmir l'gomo b'toch hasu d'la'achar birkas ha'motzi. It would be better for him to eat it during the meal, and this way the motzi will cover it. The words "pater mimenu" are a bit different than what we're used to. The Mishnah Berurah changes it to "upater memonafshach," that it was really an abbreviation, and it means that this way you're pater because the motzi covered it, whether it's brachas, bar minim, zonis, or something else. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that even in a case where it was meant to fill you too, where the reason you added the flour was so that he would get some substance, he would actually have something filling him, that's even if the flour is in the minority. The halacha is that chameshes mine dagon, grain will automatically become the ikar, even though it is the minority. Whereas in the case where it's ledambek, where it loses its bracha altogether, and it's really tuffel to the almonds. Now, why is it that the Mechaber says that you should be machmir? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's common for people to really want that if someone's ill, they do want him to get some sustenance. So that it's really difficult to know for sure, do I want this solely for the sake of having it stick? Or do I also want him to get some flour because of its ability to fill? Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a big kasha that the Achronim ask. And that is that on the tzad that its bracha here is not going to be bar minim azonis, because we say that what this is primarily there for the sake of him having the almonds. You have to make a bracha on almonds in the middle of a meal. So why shouldn't you have to make a bracha on this during the meal? The truth is, even if its bracha is mezonis, unless it's really coming machmas asuda for the sake of filling him the way the rest of the meal is, this is not something that people generally eat to fill alone for. Almonds and a dish of almonds should really need a bracha on their own. What did I gain by having it in the middle of the meal? I'd have to make a bracha on it in the middle of the meal too. Mishnah Berurah answers that since this man is a chola, since this man is not well, this becomes his ikur suda. It's like koveya suda la peris, where we saw that if someone is washing, having bread and fruit, the fruit becomes machmas asuda and would not need a bracha, would be tuffel to the bread, and the same would be here. Siv Dalid, ochal dogon chai. If someone takes a raw grain, a raw piece of grain, a wheat berry, say, o osui kloyos, or it's toasted grain, o shaluk, or even if it's boiled, v'hagarinin shleimim, but he's talking about whole pieces of grain, a wheat berry that's cooked, a wheat berry that's toasted, or a wheat berry that's eaten whole. Eino mevarech ela borei pri adama, the bracha you'd say on that is an adama, uliachrav borei nefashis, and afterwards borei nefashis. So long as it is whole, we would not consider it a dish of grain. It is simply grain, and grain is bara pri adama. You have to be able to turn it into a dish in order for it to become a zonis. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if by cooking it got all mushy? That's not considered whole anymore. That's not considered grain. It's considered a dish of grain. It would become bara minim azonis. Now what happens if they peeled the shell of it off? They peel the skin of the grain off. And the way they do that is by one or another form of mashing it. Some say that once it's missing its outer, that outer covering, that outer layer, the skin of it, it is already not considered whole, and we would consider this a dish. Whereas others say that it's a barei pri adama, and as a result of it, the Mishnah Berurah says that the best thing is to eat it toch hasuda. Certainly, if when you cooked it, they stuck together, the grain berries did stick together, there we would consider it a dish, and you would make a mezonis on it. Says the Ramah, Hagav Adam Avarach Lafana Baruch Pri Adama Hainu Ba'ochal Chitim V'Keyotzeh Be'em Deruim Lechol Ken. When is it that we say that a raw piece of grain gets an Adama? That's when you're dealing with wheat, because people do eat wheat berries. Aval Ochal So'orim Shleimim. In the case of barley, if you eat a whole piece of barley, a whole grain of barley, afilu kluyim be'esh, or even toasted barley, einin ruyin lechol rak ayidei adchak, ve'mvarach lefneim rak shakol. It is not the normal thing to do. People don't consider it edible. The bracha on it would therefore be shakol. So a wheat berry is shakol, whereas a piece of barley, a grain of barley, excuse me, a wheat berry is adama, a piece of barley is shakol. Vahatosvis, Tosis has a suffix. What is the din of the bracha achrona after grain, whose bracha rishona was adama, not a dish of grain? Is there a nusach in bracha achas me'in sholosh to cover like al adama val pri adama? Tosis is mistopic. Tosfos shita therefore is that you should only have it during the meal. Now halacha lamaisa, that means that you should never have grain that has not reached the level of barei b'nei mezonos, meaning just toasted grains. You should, where it's bracha is barei pri adama, you should not be having that outside of a suda. Now if that's the case, if you're dealing with granola that has not stuck together with a lot of honey, if it's stuck together with a lot of honey, then that's the halacha where it was nizdabik al yedei bishul, and there we say it becomes a dish. But let's say we're dealing with granola where they used barely any honey, it's just flakes, toasted flakes, that's kolui, and it's bracha is bari pri adama. It's after bracha, tosis has a suffix, if it's just a simple bar nefashis, or it should have been al adama val pri adama. Therefore, Tosfos says only to have it during the meal. So if someone is having a shear of granola whose bracha is adama and not mezonis, according to Tosfos, he should not be having that outside of Suda. But if he did have it outside of Suda, the Mishnah Berurah does come say that you'd say a bar nefashis.